SBS हिंदी।
ब्रिस्बेन के पास स्प्रिंगफील्ड सिटी में ऑस्ट्रेलिया के विविध समाज को एक सूत्र में बांधने की कोशिशों के लिए ऑरेंज एंड व्हाइट पीस डे का आयोजन गांधी सॉल्ट मार्च नामक संस्था के तत्वाधान में आगामी रविवार 28 अप्रैल को होगा। संस्था के चेयरमैन भारतीय मूल के जिम वर्गीज हैं। श्री वर्गीज अंग्रेजी में बात करेंगे, इसलिए ये इंटरव्यू इंग्लिश में होगा। मिस्टर वर्गीज, वेलकम टू SBS रेडियो हिंदी प्रोग्राम।
थैंक यू
सर। टू स्टार्ट विद, व्हाट इज दिस ऑरेंज एंड व्हाइट पीस डे? व्हाट हैव यू कंसीव्ड?
द ऑरेंज एंड व्हाइट पीस डे इज आवर अटेम्प्ट टू एक्सप्रेस द ग्लोबल वैल्यूज ऑफ महात्मा गांधी इन रिलेशन टू पीस, नॉन वायलेंस एंड इंक्लूसिवनेस। सो वी हैव सेट दिस डे असाइड सो दैट वी कैन celebrate our diversity, celebrate inclusiveness, and really give a commitment to non-violence in the tradition of Mahatma Gandhi.
I have read a bit about what you are trying to do. It says that strengthening business and community commitment to the Gandhian values. How can this be achieved?
Well, as you would know, Mahatma Gandhi actually was the inspiration behind the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry. And what can be achieved there is we're having a dialogue session where we actually look at the ethical aspects of business, look at how business and community can create the social capital that creates a better place for us to work in as citizens, for us to contribute to Australia, and for us to embrace the Gandhian principles. There has never been a more important time for the values of respect, trust, and respectful dialogue to be in place in both business, community, and government at all levels, federal, state, and local.
Probably you are right in saying that. How we see community and the migrant community at large is they need a lot of guidance. However, they say that they don't get any. And they are very aspirational values of peace, trust, and inclusiveness. Somehow they are sidestepped in the process.
Yes, and that is why we need days and festivals like this, because this allows us to give a message to both corporate Australia, corporate businesses and government at all levels that we have a multicultural community. We have migrants that need help, that need awareness of all the way government and other processes work. And this message helps us to get the message across to our elected representatives, for example, so that they in turn can create the mechanisms within local government, state government and federal government that makes it easier for persons of migrant origin who are experiencing issues and problems to be listened to and not sidestepped, as you put it. So this actually will help the process to say that migrant Australians and migrants living in Australia need to be given the assistance to add to their true value. They are aspirational, they're hardworking, they want to contribute to this country. And to help them do that, this message of inclusiveness and diversity is very important, that message gets to the key arms of business and government, that they need to be aware of it with their staff, they need special training with their staff if necessary to be able to do this.
And at times, these dialogues are like within the four walls of a hall or somewhere. And there is a kind of a hindrance for them flowing to the community. What will you do for that?
Well, that is why this particular Orange and White Peace Day is different. We have Robel Domain Park, which we can house up to 3,000 or more people. We have a wonderful platform and a stage in there where a dialogue that we're going to have can be heard by everyone. We have a program that celebrates peace and diversity. We have an interfaith prayers that take in the prayers from all the key religions. We have on stage the singing of the Mahatma Gandhi hymn, but we also have, in remembrance of Sri Lanka, we have Abide With Me, the Christian hymn, and we also have excerpts from the Islamic Kabir. So we're really here experiencing our diversity as a multicultural group, both the wider Australian community and those of Indian origin in different faiths, and those of non-Indian origin migrants, be they South Pacific Islanders or from Chinese or Japanese. They're all represented in Springfield, and they can experience what we're talking about. So it's much more than a round table. In fact, you've got a fusion of the round table with the engagement with the wider community.
And I'm told there will be a march also, which signifies the historic Gandhian Salt March.
Correct. We have in the city of Springfield, we have a bridge called the Mahatma Gandhi Inspiration Bridge. Now, this bridge was also inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi when he was here in the G20. It was this bridge and the Mahatma Gandhi statue in Roma Street in Brisbane. So in this bridge, which is quite a large pedestrian bridge, we will start a pledge, a peace pledge, which is peace is the way. It'll be started by an interfaith ceremony and also recognition of Indigenous Australians. And we will then march from there, from the Mahatma Gandhi Inspiration Bridge, to Rebel the Main Path, which is about 800 metres or so, and then go on the stage, and then we commence a program of celebrating peace, non-violence, and inclusiveness.
Thank you, Mr. Voghese, talking to us. I hope your event helps build value of peace, trust, harmony, and inclusiveness in Australian society.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें।